And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two others with him, on this side and on that side, and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title, then, many of the Jews read, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, in Greek, in Latin. Then the chief priest of the Jews said to Pilate, Do not write the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am the King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to every soldier a part, and the tunic. And the tunic was without seam, worked from the top throughout. And they said therefore to one another, Let us not rip it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which says, They divided my garments among them, and for my vesture they cast lots. Indeed, therefore the soldiers did these things. And there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. Jesus then, seeing the mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, says to his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then he says to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were already accomplished, that the scripture might be completed, says, I thirst. Then there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they, having filled a sponge with vinegar, and having put it around hyssop, brought it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And reclining the head, he delivered up the spirit. The Jews therefore, lest the body should remain on the cross on the Sabbath, since it was the preparation, for that day of the Sabbath was a great day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who was crucified with him. But as they were coming upon Jesus, when they saw him already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and straightway there came out blood and water. And he who saw testifies, and his testimony is true. And he also knows that he says what is true, that you may believe. For these things came to pass that the scripture might be fulfilled. A bone of him shall not be broken apart. And again, another scripture says, They shall look on him whom they pierced. And after these things, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate permitted him. He came, therefore, and took the body of Jesus. And there came also Nicodemus, who at first came to Jesus by night, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds. Then they took the body of Jesus and bound it in sheets with the spices, as is the custom with the Jews to bury. And in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden. And in the garden, a new sepulchre, in which no one as yet had been laid. Therefore, there they laid Jesus down by reason of the preparation of the Jews, because the sepulchre was near. In the spiritual sense, dying means resurrection, because the angels, who are in the spiritual sense of the word, know nothing about natural death, by which man is taken out of the world. They know only about spiritual death, which comes to those who are being regenerated by the Lord by means of temptations. and with whom evils and falsities therefrom are being subdued and put to death. Natural death also is nothing but resurrection. For when the body dies, the man rises again as to his spirit, and thus death is simply a continuation of his life. For through death, one passes from a life in the natural world into a life in the spiritual world. The only difference being that life in the natural world is a more external and imperfect life, and life in the spiritual world is a more internal and perfect life. And yet the two are alike in appearance, as can be seen from things heard and seen that are related in the work heaven and hell. As human beings rise again after death, therefore the Lord willed to undergo death and to rise again the third day, but for this reason, that he might put off everything human that he had from the mother and might put on the divine human. For everything human that the Lord took from the mother, he rejected from himself by temptations and finally by death. And by putting on a human from the divine itself that was in him, he glorified himself, that is, made his human divine. Therefore, in heaven, by his death and burial, they do not understand death and burial, but the purification of his human and glorification. That this is so, the Lord taught by the comparison with wheat falling into the earth, which must die so that it may bear fruit. The same is involved in what the Lord said to Mary Magdalene, "Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended unto my Father." To ascend to the Father means the uniting of his human with his divine, the human from the mother being fully cast off. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.